And you are listening to the Texas Standard. Terminal decline, the words a London-based think tank called Carbon Tracker chose to characterize the state of the oil industry at present. The rise of green energy paired with the coronavirus pandemic has hobbled a market already prone to boom and bust cycles, and as the sector endures another crash, some workers, particularly young workers, headed into the industry, are rethinking their careers. Sergio Chapa spoke to some of them. He reports on energy for the Houston Chronicle. Sergio, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Hey, Dave. Glad to be here.
You open your story with one young man, Troy Hild. What was he facing when you spoke with him?
Well, Troy, you know, he went to college and, you know, it was always his dream to get a job in oil and gas. He studied engineering and he watched his classmates drop out of school and get like high paying six-figure salary jobs in the oil fields. That was during the 2014-2015 bust. A lot of those kids, his classmates, came back to school when they got laid off. But guess what? They paid for all their classes in cash. And so that really stuck with him. So he wanted the same for himself. And he got degrees in civil engineering, mechanical engineering. And it paid off finally. You know, after college, he got a couple jobs, construction companies, but finally got his big break in the oil and gas industry. But then the coronavirus happened and the price war between Russia and Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And oil prices went to negative and he found himself laid off in April.
Probably with a lot of school debt left, too. Another, Santiago Huerta. He took a different path. He left a job for renewable energy. Compare and contrast, what led him to working on a wind farm?
So he comes, Santiago comes from a small town called Raymondville. That's down in the Rio Grande Valley. You know, high levels of poverty down there. He watched his older brother and other friends in town get jobs in the Eagle Ford Shale. High paying jobs, $90,000 a year in a town where most people make, you know, $24,000 a year. And he got an entry level job in the oil fields, but he didn't find the overtime or the bonuses that his brother got. Instead, he was getting paid $13 an hour at drilling sites and hydraulic fracturing sites. So he got out of the business also and went to wind energy. And as it turns out, a lot of the mechanical skills he learned in the oil fields transferred.
I want to ask you about whether or not you sense that there's something different about this particular downturn in carbon-based energy that's different. We see boom and bust cycles all the time. Jobs come and go, right? But is there any reason to think that this one's going to be different from previous ones?
The one thing that makes it stand out from, you know, the previous bust and other busts is how fast it happened. You know, according to figures from the Texas Workforce Commission, the oil and gas industry shed something about on the scale of 27,000 jobs in a single month, and that was April. And that rapidity of job loss has never been seen in the industry, and it's something to reckon with. And when that happens, you know, the youngest workers and the oldest workers in the industries feel the pressure. And then it's also a barrier to entry to the industry for college students and recent college graduates.
What kind of long-term effect do you predict that this exodus is going to have on the oil sector workforce? Should the market actually recover, or you think it's going to be back to business as usual or no?
Well, yes. I mean, that's one of the problems that workforce development experts are trying to grapple with right now in the industry as well is, you know, does this industry look attractive to new workers and those what they got laid off, do they want to come back? For a lot of them, you know, they've been through these busts before. And the fear is that some of these workers are just going to tap out, you know, they've had enough. And with the older workers, they're feeling pressure to take these buyouts, these retirement packages. And what you see happening is a bubble being created of workers age 40 to 55, you know, staying in the industry. And you're not getting that new generation of workers.
Sergio Chapa reports on the oil and gas industry for the Houston Chronicle. We'll link to his latest over at texasstandard.org. Sergio, thanks for the update.
No problem. Anytime.